you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Stu. Are you live?
Am I alive?
Alive.
Okay.
Stu.
Hey, Mike Bailey.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
What? Sip and Chew? Is it Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu?
That's me.
Oh, that's us.
I had somebody ask me the other day at an event I was at the other night. They go, are you Sip? I said, yep. I looked down to make sure my pants were sipped up.
Yep.
But anyway, yep. I said, man, how did you know? Your voice. So my voice must carry.
Yup.
Anyway, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. Good morning, Stu. Good morning, Leanna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I'm told soon, right off the bat, that I'm going to be solo tomorrow. Next Sunday. Sunday. I'm always solo on Monday.
Depends on how things go.
Yeah. Because Stu's got to go do some important stuff at a brand new place downtown Mobile.
Yeah, it is crunch time.
I bet. And
we open Friday at 9:30 in the a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We will open earlier that once we get going.
Yeah.
But we haven't set up for the lunch service yet and had people come in. So we're going to just skip breakfast.
And tell them what we're talking about, Stu.
Oh, this hot dog stand you and I are setting up. No, thought about Greer's St. Louis Market.
Yes, got them. So everybody in the neighborhoods,
you know,
everybody
you
in the hoods.
Come in anytime you want. We'll give you a tour.
That's okay. I'm going to be surprised.
We had Panini Pete and Nick DeMauro pop in on us the other day. So we gave them a little private tour.
Oh. Yeah.
They didn't know anything about the rooftop. And we said, the rooftop bar, you know, and what? Come on up. So Eric Johnson, our director, and he took Pete up there, and I was talking to Nick, and I said, come on, Nick, I'll show you. I said, I think we can get up there, and we'll walk up there, and there's Pete and Eric already up there.
Okay.
And Pete's like, do you believe this? Look at this view.
Yeah, I know.
And Nick was like, oh, this is incredible. I mean,
y'all going to throw me out at 10 o'clock every night. So I'd love, that's what I love.
We just kick you over the side.
I just love sitting, and I can do it from my balcony and sit there having a libation and looking at the buildings, especially if there's fireworks, just the moon pie drop or whatever. I can see all that.
Well, and we all were feeling the hurt Friday when I mentioned art walks tonight. Mm-hmm. And we all just got quiet because we realized how much money we were losing not being open that a week earlier.
Yeah, because you can see
or
it.
A month earlier like we planned, or 6 weeks earlier like originally planned. But,
yeah.
You know, but funny things happen when the COVID gets in the way.
But people park all up and down St. Louis during Art Walk. They park way over there. They park in my neighborhood and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I can't walk that far.
Got our own private parking lot for the employees.
Ah, that's great. Really?
But the one right behind us, that's on, is that St. Anthony?
It may be.
Yeah, you turn the corner right there in front of the market, and the one behind it, we, Lucy purchased that.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so now the employees have a place to park that does not take away from, what do you think of the parking lot that we have?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you know, I've been looking at that corner for 7 years, and when I go home, that's the way I go, North Jackson. And, I mean, it's just like a shiny gem there sitting now, you know, like a beautiful polished diamond sitting right there that's, you know, that people are going to be able to put their hands on and enjoy. And I mean, it's a thrill to have that place.
Yeah, it really is. I'm enjoying how much we're going to be a part of the neighborhood, too, because I've already couples walking through, taking their dogs for a walk and stuff while we're out there doing stuff, and I stop and visit with them and tell them what we got going, and they're all, we can't wait.
Yeah.
We're very excited about this, and So are we. But it's a great sense when you go to work at a place mm-hmm. where, A, you could trust everybody you work with, more importantly, to do a good job, that they have pride in what they're doing. The other people that you work with have pride in what they're doing. And good morning, Tony. And then he's on Facebook.
Okay.
And then a community that's a hip community. I don't know how they let you in. They're so hip.
I'm fly as heck. I'm fly for an old guy. I like that. Can I use that?
Yes, sir. And honestly, saying that, but most of what I'm seeing are fly old guys and experienced ladies. You know, I'm not seeing a bunch of 20-year-olds running around up there.
Well, there are some in there.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
But we just had right there two houses down from me. A house came up for sale.
You can buy it?
And that's very rare. No, it's $400,000.
Wow.
Jesus. That's what everything's going for in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I
half,
oh, you're
half
gonna
a
see
million.
That start plummeting because the housing market apparently crashed in June. And, you know, we sold the house next to us. And we're like, we've got to get this going because this market's going. We sold it just in time. The people who bought it, refurbished it. Mm-hmm. Every house in that neighborhood the last year, you put a for sale sign out that mm-hmm. day. You got at least 3-4 offers and one that you took. So every house in there sold the day it went out there.
Well, usually a lot
this
of houses
had a for sale
have
for,
been better. You know, people are just bidding like crazy numbers on houses, and they're overbidding.
Well, this construction crunch, the price is going up. There's no new houses being built right now.
I see a lot of incomplete houses.
And refurbishing you can't do now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to need new plywood floor in a house you're refurbishing.
Mm-hmm.
You're best off just wait until this is over because it's going to cost you 10 times as much for that plywood.
I've been advised by friends to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait it out.
Absolutely. I would love a new camper. Credit's fine. I've got money. I could start it. But this past year, mm-hmm. is the highest volume camper sales in world history.
I see so many campers.
Well, guess what's going to be going on next summer, Leanna? It's going to be the best used camper market in world history. So let me save $5,000 on one that somebody took to Yellowstone 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
You can rent them, you know. You don't have to buy one. But I want to own one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to own what something like Trace has got.
Yeah, I saw y'all out there
well,
exploring.
I'm vanning.
Morning, Melanie.
I want a van that I can stand up in.
I want a van that I can ride around and all the mothers get nervous.
Live down by the river.
I had to make him watch that. He had never seen that before.
Oh, really?
I kept making jokes about it, and he says, I don't get it. And I was like, oh, no, we've got to watch Saturday Night Live back when it was good.
Yeah.
Chris Farley was on it.
Yeah. Spade, unable to talk. He's laughing so much. But then, oh, my gosh, the daughter from Married with Children, Christina Applegate, had one of the best lines in the scene, too. Young lady, what are you going to do when you're living in a van by the river? Oh, what do you want to do with your life? I want to live in a van by the river. You'll have plenty of time to do that when you're... That's
good old days.
Chris Farley is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah. Yes.
Him and John Candy.
I think John Belushi with a samurai laundromat and samurai.
When I was a kid, I loved John Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch stuff now, I'm going, why did I think he was funny? Honestly, I watch stuff now, and the only thing he ever did that made me laugh was, I'm a zit, get it? From Animal House. Nothing else he did in that movie was funny to me.
We're a food show. We
He had butter in his mouth in the cafeteria.
Yeah. No, it was mashed potatoes.
Oh, was it mashed potatoes?
Yeah,
I thought he took like a cup of butter.
That's food. We're talking about.
Right. That's what they're. And then the classic line, food fight.
Food fight.
Brought it full circle, folks. Tony Sawyer said to tell you provolone.
Oh, provolone, Tony. Hey, are y'all open today? Tony?
Well, it'll be a minute before he responds.
Oh, that's fine.
So we're rolling down there. We got to cook through the cook-to-order menu this week.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy and Corey, our sous chef, and I got back there and cooked everything on the menu with the exception of one thing.
Wow.
And we've got to retinker that before we can do it. Are we going to break? Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Hey, folks, 343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. And the call-in line, too.
Yeah. Buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay. Hey, we got a few people we want to thank. We want to thank Tony Sawyer and Bob's Downtown Diner. I know it's Downtown Restaurant.
But Downtown Diner.
I like to call it Diner.
I think Facebook says Downtown Diner.
I think it does. Yeah. And what say you, Tony? And anyway, Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar.
That is the coolest
one. I saw a friend of mine, Avril and her husband, they were there last night, and I hate I missed them, but I was having a darn good time where I was at. So.
And we're going to get to that in a minute. By the way, Patty Clark says good morning.
Good morning, Patty.
Patty Cakes. Did you see that Panini Pete posted a photograph on his Instagrammatical page of him sitting in his black SUV and one of the fine representatives of Aaliyah sitting in their gray car behind him with the lights on? And Patty goes, "What's the verdict? What did they get you for?" And Pete replied, "They thought I was you."
I love it. So, Chef Stu, we have a question.
Yes, sir.
How would losing your sense of taste and smell affect your ability to be a chef?
All right. I actually have some answer for this. Now, sense of taste and the smell I never comprehended, but when I was in the hospital... I was on nutrition so long that when they finally gave me food, my taste buds were dead. Ah. And I was afraid, well, if they don't come back, I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I looked into it and Google it. There's a chef from Chicago, talented man, named Grant Akins, and got cancer of the tongue or something like that. And, I mean, this is one of the top chefs in the entire world, top 15 or 20 on the planet, and he lost his taste buds. And, you know, he's got a cutting-edge restaurant. It's one that's, you know, you walk in, it's $200 a person. And he's
almost that way now.
He's sitting with his team, and they're tasting stuff. And he goes, "Well, that needs more salt, doesn't it?" And they all look up at him, and he goes, "It doesn't need any salt at all, does it?" And he goes, "We were just discussing that it was too salty, Chef." And he started looking at things, too. Luckily, for me, after a couple of weeks, they came back.
Yeah.
But he was facing life without taste buds as a chef, which is going to affect your olfactory sense, too. He got lucky in 6 months later. But look up Grant Akins on that and just see what ideas he was coming up with. Because
when we had Cammy on here, and she brought the peach ice cream and the blueberry, I couldn't taste the peach. And I've found this with wine. And one of the reps brought in some wine at the wine bar, and this is incredible stuff. I've known about it forever and have had it many a times. I could not taste their signature Ovine Zinfandels.
Yeah.
So I've been drinking Chardonnays or something more crisp, French Chablis, but the Cabernet was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the Ovine Zins, which have a lot of kick to them,
right?
Spice,
I've always liked an Ovine.
Couldn't taste them.
Yeah.
So that's affected my palate.
Right. And that's just going to be, there are certain flavors within those foods, whether it be the wine or peaches or stuff, that your taste buds aren't picking up right now.
And Michael, by the way, he sent that in on our
Callahan's Irish Social Club text
line.
Hey, that's what I said. Jinx, you owe me a Callahan's burger. You may find in a few years that those taste buds grow back.
I hope so.
You may find that they don't.
Yeah.
But the way taste buds are supposed to work is it makes you like the flavors that you should be consuming at that stage of your life.
Okay.
That's why kids don't like vegetables. It's not set up for the chlorophyll. Go on to the next thing. What you got?
That's all.
Okay.
Those rest of that stuff's not us.
Okay. I didn't know and we got a caller on the line, Cookie. We're going to get to Cookie real quick, and then I want to hear about your trip, buddy. Good morning, Cookie.
Hi, good morning. Oh, it's good to hear your voices.
It's good to have
all of you.
good to hear
especially
you.
Especially Leanna, okay?
Aw, thank you.
Please tell Miss Patty Cakes that, you know, I did not mean anything obnoxious by the joke that I made. You know, it's like about, you know, her being a master baker, okay? I mean, I think that the gal must be pretty dang talented, you know. It's like, anyway, my question is, it is a question today.
Sure, what you got?
With the downtown stuff, is this primarily, and at the real estate also, question, mm-hmm. Is this being aimed primarily at the quote-unquote college crowd?
No, opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Or is it universal? Is there a particular orientation and a particular speculation regarding that?
About Greer's St. Louis market, right?
About the downtown.
Oh, the whole entertainment department?
Downtown.
Downtown Mobile?
Yeah.
It is the most family-friendly downtown area probably in the Southeast.
Yeah, it's a great mix.
City over 100,000 people.
It starts early with family, and then you've got your middle-aged people that stay a little longer without
and
kids.
And old people.
It is all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm. And then it does get, you know, it gets younger after 10, 11 o'clock. It gets a lot younger.
Yeah.
But, people get down, families get down there at 5, 6. They get started. They're gone by 8. Here comes people my age and Stu's age.
They don't have school-age children.
They don't have school-age children. Yeah. And they're coming, and they can make later reservations and maybe sometime after a show at the Sanger or wherever. And there's a lot of people our age that go watch shows at the Brickyard. And that's they have some really great entertainment.
The musical
that comes in.
Acts that you can catch downtown range from anything.
Some of the people that come and guest set in with some of the bands, they're well known.
Right.
They play for well known worldwide
music
bands.
Scene, buddy.
We have a great.
We
music
have a
scene.
Music scene,
and we've had a restaurant scene, and it's just getting bigger and better.
Yep.
Okay. Can I? Excuse me if I'm interrupting.
Go right ahead.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
If there were said old people, because you never know, they're the ones that got the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were staying at a hotel overnight. You know, it's like, now likely they're going to be getting up for the Continental breakfast.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like if they're on vacation or they're on a convention, they're going to be staying up later.
Right.
And they're still going to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're going to be staying up later, which is the point that I'm trying to make here.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they still going to be welcome?
Yes.
Or are they going to be the object of, whatever, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't really happen.
Well,
that's downtown Mobile. None of that stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any city.
I see people of all ages when I'm out.
Yeah,
I see
absolutely.
People of all ages.
This man is 117 years old, and he's down there till 2 o'clock in the morning,
like nearly every
I think
night.
I met him before.
Sometimes he's down there till 2 in the morning, 3 or 4 times a night.
He was 35
plus.
Yeah,
I said,
not,
again, honey, come on.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, also I want to say, you know, it's like. The same people, all those folks are still welcome at Bob's Diner, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all you see at Bob's Diner.
No way, that ain't.
But you know what
no
I'm going to do?
Ain't.
It is when I'm sitting next
what
to
would you.
What
would you do, Cookie?
I said, you know what I'm going to do. Bob's Diner, honey. Okay. Kiss my grits.
All right, thank you, Cookie. So you did something that I did not get to join you on Wednesday night because I had a little stomach bug. COVID negative, by the way.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
COVID negative.
I'm glad.
Yeah. But you got to go to the soft reopening of one of our favorite places in all of the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
What is it again? No way.
Royal Scam.
Royal Scam. Mm-hmm. They're on Royal Street. Dave Rass, not for redneck place.
I don't know. There's some rednecks with some, with some American Expresses
you know,
in her wallet.
I had a friend when Kitchen on George was opening up.
Mm-hmm.
They did a soft opening, and I got an invite to come down there for that. And I brought a friend who'd never been to anything like that. And she was just so uptight all the time looking around. She goes, I don't want people to judge me. And these people don't care about you. You know, they're not even going to notice you. And, mm-hmm. and she goes, well, isn't this like a bunch of the power wealthy people? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Said, this is Mobile, Alabama. The wealthiest person in this town is still a redneck. You know, yeah. Country boy, country boy. Woman, country lady. You know, this is Moby, and after a while, she realized that all these doctors and lawyers and everything were standing there swilling Bud Light, just like any guy that she's mm-hmm. ever hung out with down at the island.
And yelling Roll Tide.
Yeah, well.
Or War Eagle.
Yeah, or Hottie Toddy.
There you
I
go.
Said lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, yeah, it was fantastic, and I had the Braised short ribs.
I said, what you had? And it's going to be on our menu at the market.
Oh, really?
Every day.
Oh, cool.
Each week, the braise may mm-hmm. change, but braise short ribs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we're talking about is whatever our featured craft beer on tap is, mm-hmm. that's what I'm going to braise the short ribs in.
Oh, okay. For the week. That's
and
awesome.
And kind of tweak it to it. And the flavors may lean a little Mediterranean if the beer takes me that way, if it takes me
yeah.
Latin.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like the Judgment Day ribs that I used to do with the wedding venue.
Okay.
That was Judge Roy Bean Stout.
Okay. 343-0106.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us.
See?
All righty. So, you're talking about the scam. Did Roy join you?
Yeah, Roy did.
And, yeah.
He was my date. I couldn't get nobody to go with me.
At least watching y'all walk down the street from behind, it just looked like a normal couple. Because he got that hair, is what I'm saying. Roy's got long hair. Yeah. Oh, Mike doesn't like being part of a normal couple. That's what it is. There's nothing normal about his coupling.
It looks could kill, guys.
Let me tell you.
A couple of birthdays real quick. Chef Celine Teo. It's in Kansas City, but a lot of you have seen her all over Food Network for years. She was a finalist on Next Iron Chef. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of stuff with Guy Fieri and his shows. And she's just really cool. And this is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Our buddy Ron Barrett.
And
you know what Ron Barrett does for a living? He's Ron Barrett for a living. But you know the guys. And you see him at Cheese Cottage and all of the time. But mm-hmm. Interior designer, wedding planner, he does it all. And he
Mardi Gras floats.
Extremely well.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to you guys. So back at the scam, do you remember what Roy had?
Some type of chicken dish.
Chicken dish, okay.
Yeah, some type of chicken dish.
Well, how was the vibe in there? How did it... Was it grooving and stuff?
Everybody there was somebody. Mm-hmm. Just people I knew.
Yeah. Plus you and Roy.
So I don't know when the important people, what night the important people were there. But
Tuesday.
You know, he did two seatings on mm-hmm. Tuesday night and two seatings
on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, some of those dishes were expensive. Mm-hmm. And he's giving all this away. Mm-hmm. And that takes a good businessman that's run his business really well.
And he does.
To be able to afford to give this. I mean, he was giving away really expensive wine, too. And then I looked at the dessert list, and I saw the chocolate raspberry martini.
Oh, my.
And so I was, they brought it out, and I said, well, that don't look like chocolate. And then she come back and said, oh, I've got to get your drinks. We messed up on them. And I said, I'll take care of that. I'll just finish that off. And then
I'll drink that chlorine in Ajax.
And then she brought the chocolate martinis, raspberry martinis. Whew, man. I had a headache from whatever. I shouldn't have had that extra martini. But everything was so... Well, I put it on top
Speaking
of wine.
Speaking of martini, real
mm-hmm.
quick.
Mm-hmm.
I have been gifted a bottle of Blue Sky Idaho Potato Vodka.
Ooh.
And didn't know it was coming. It got snuck into the package. A smaller bottle of a vodka called Teton.
The Tetons.
And I believe, which is right there on the border, but I believe that might actually be made in Wyoming.
Could be.
The Tetons straddle Wyoming and Idaho. And, you know, it's the range just south. Mm-hmm. It's all in the Rockies.
Yeah.
But the Tetons, they're different from everything else. The way it's just, I love it.
I would love to go there.
Yeah.
I want to go to there.
I have been to there.
I want to go
and
to there.
It is someplace everyone should like to go to. And Leanna and I were talking about this. It's one of the things that the quarantine was fantastic about is all these families that kept wasting time going to Disney every year before going to Yellowstone finally went to Yellowstone. And now they understand there's nothing Disney has that compares to Yellowstone.
That's true.
So take that family to Yellowstone once and then do the Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Get them something that will change their life and then get them something that they'll remember forever.
I still haven't seen the Grand Canyon, and I want to go there so
well. Oh, y'all didn't look
so
out
much.
The window when we flew over?
Well...
Yeah, we saw it from
I've
the
seen airport. It that way.
We're like, what is that big ditch?
There's a big hole in it.
And I started thinking about
it. They need to patch this.
Yeah. But yeah, we flew over it on the way out to L.A.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen it.
I've seen it before.
And that
in the
was,
air.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
be cooler if you were there.
I was there.
What? Oh,
I was at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, okay.
Looking down from the window. Okay. But I was there. I was 40,000 feet up, but I was
well,
there.
Well, that's not the same.
Right.
No, it's not.
That's not the same. You can't hear the river roar and the echoes of this, hello, going through the canyon.
Yeah. Riding the burro up and down for 6 hours.
I want to go down whitewater rafting. And they had this one excursion, and you take a break, and they've got, like, white tablecloths. Tents out there with food catered and
glamping,
and it's like a weekend trip. And they feed
we
you at night.
Glampers, are we?
No. I don't ever glamp.
It's kind of overkill, but it looks really cool.
We have
cool.
a comment from the Facebook from Carl Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Mike saying he shouldn't have had a drink. Is this the apocalypse? And Mike's like, what about taco lips? you had another venture out that you did too, but I didn't get much venturing, so let me get mine out of the way. I finally tried Mobay Beignet Company.
Oh man, I hadn't been there.
It was my brother's birthday. My niece stopped by and got a gaggle of them and brought them. So got to try them with they have like buttery, syrupy sauces you can dip them in while you're eating too, Mike. It was great. And then I went up and had lunch or dinner at Sabai Monday night, my favorite Thai restaurant. Walking distance from the house. And then the last place that I ate was this place called Greer's St. Louis Market. I got to try a bite of just about everything.
Oh, cool.
One bite. I may have had two of the catfish, but, you know, I had the stomach virus thing that popped up. And one of the last things the doctor said is, why don't you eat bland for about a week? And then the next day we start rolling through the menu. So anything that isn't bland, I'm like, just eat a bite. You know, you need to know what you're working with. And we finally did the chicken. Mm-hmm. My gosh, Greer's has good chicken. You know that.
Oh, always.
That fried chicken. And, you know, and we did the tenders first, and I tried it to see everything. Okay, I like this. Then they did the whole pieces. And I'm sitting there working, staring at that fried thigh, the greatest piece of all chicken. And I looked at Eric, and I said, I'm wanting to jump all over that chicken thigh.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, do it. And I said, I'm just remembering what the doctor said. Eat bland. He goes, don't do it. Yeah, I know.
I would have done
it. I didn't.
Why are you calling?
I didn't.
I'm just trying to around the corner.
I ended up, it's not going to be on the menu, so don't ask. We accidentally got sent turkey pastrami instead of regular pastrami.
Oh.
You know, but we could test our things. And then I went, y'all want turkey Reubens? So I made turkey Reubens for a bunch of people. So, yeah, it's not going to be on the menu. Don't ask for it. We're not doing a turkey Reuben.
You know, one day I had a hankering for a Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I went to Moe's Barbecue in Daphne. And they on Thursdays, they do a turkey sandwich.
I got a turkey sandwich Thursday.
It's moist. It's really, it's not dried out.
I don't
it's
get
moist.
That one, though. The Thanksgiving sandwich, you know.
I love it.
And, I get
and with a dressing on the side and some cranberries.
Yeah. As soon as the cranberries entered the picture, I was gone. And I was like, you just, for me, you just ruined a great thing. But I don't like cranberries.
Well, I just.
Not even a little.
I'd like to stick my fork in it.
But
you know, you were talking about chicken thighs. I went to.
Thigh Stop?
I went to Tin Top. Over in Bonsecure yesterday.
Thank you. I was sitting here searching for you.
And we had a storm roll up, but we were enjoying our food, my date and I. And she ordered they were chicken thighs, and plate with steak seasoning on top.
Okay.
And they were delicious.
Like Montreal steak seasoning?
I don't know. It seemed like a different one. Didn't look, you know, the appearance.
Chicago steak seasoning.
It could have been.
Which is Montreal steak seasoning they make on this side of the border.
God.
Essentially, that's what it is.
But but anyway, those thighs were delicious. Mm-hmm. And if I ever go back over there again, I'm going to get that. But I had the seafood platter. It was all grilled. I got everything grilled. And, man, you talking about some martinis. Man, they were cranking out some martinis that were really cool looking. Really, but we had to pace ourselves. We couldn't do that because we were going to Floribama and get them bushwhackers.
Okay, so the adventure continues, huh?
Oh, it did.
Okay.
And we had a good time. Well, it was a friend of mine's birthday, an Auburn fan.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so a fine person.
We had went to his birthday party on the beach there at Floribama, and then, mm-hmm. you know, we went inside to listen to the antic humor of and somewhat risque humor of Big Earl, and he's pretty cool guy. Funny stuff.
Well, I hope so if he's a comedian.
If you have, he's a comedian, musician, and he makes up his own songs. They're hilarious. If you're easily offended, don't go. Do not go, because he can get pretty, you know.
Hilarious.
Pretty hurdlers.
Honestly, if you're easily offended, what are you doing in a bar?
Exactly.
You know, exactly. That's
like, I like being offended.
That's like saying, I'm gluten intolerant. Let's go to the bakery. Knock yourself out.
Do you have gluten-free donuts?
We don't even have gluten-free air, baby. It's a bakery.
Oh, Lord.
And then did I hear you mention yet another place on this trip that you went to? Maybe across the street and down the road towards the bridge a little? Or when you said the Gulf, did you just meant like the Gulf?
Yeah, we went to the Gulf, but we, we were still full from lunch. And
I mean, you can't sit there and drink.
Well, we sat there and we
drank.
We had a drink, and we watched the thunder and lightning on the water on the Gulf.
If I'm on that part of South Baldwin County, of all those places, and we love them all.
No.
I mean, there's some fantastic places I've done there. I want to be at the Gulf.
Yeah, the Gulf is
it fits me.
Those blue containers, mm-hmm. shipping containers. There's no indoor dining. It's all outside.
Folks, it's minimalist.
Right. Palm trees everywhere. Turf on the sand. Boats just passing in and out of the sound there by the jetties.
Yeah.
And what was great about last night, we were just watching the lightning on the Gulf, and it was like amazing.
Yeah.
And then here comes the storm, and everything was blowing sideways.
For 20 minutes, and then we
got
back to pound.
We got sandblasted. We had to go up there and sit by the bar. Couldn't sit out by the water. Had to go out and sit by the bar. It's a cool place, folks. It's the same guys who own the Hangout,
right?
And a number of other restaurants. The Skyliner Diner.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Skyliner?
I don't know. I hadn't been
something
to that
like
one.
That. That's cool. It's got a 57 Chevy inside. That's a booth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, open the doors and you sit in. They got really good food, and they got floats. And you can get a float with a float on it. A floater.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And that's what Floribama's known for, is those milkshake seats.
Yeah. Bushwhackers. Go to the Floribama and get bushwhacked.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
You know, Ed Seafood says it's kind of known for their spin on bushwhackers,
it's good.
Too. It is creative.
It is good.
And
yeah.
There's so much creativity in what they're doing with theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's the great thing, is everybody can do their own little spin,
mm-hmm.
and do it. And then Ed's does everybody's little spin, their own spin. Some spins that hadn't even been created.
When our buddy Gene Fox had his place.
Yeah, Finn.
He did ice cream sandwich bushwhackers. God, they were so good.
He also made the only Bloody Mary I've ever finished.
Really?
I usually halfway through the drink, all I'm tasting is tomato juice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I stop then. Well, I finish it. I just don't enjoy it.
Okay. 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out.
To get on the line,
call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess.
Bob, downtown diner.
That's a great place, man. It's a. It's
are
at the
they open
of,
today?
Fat and happy.
Yeah, I'm fat and happy.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
I'm fat and I'm happy, but fat phat.
Oh yeah.
Phat.
Because he's fly for an old guy.
I'm fly for an old guy. I like that, man. I'm gonna use that. That's gonna be my handle. Now. but they are one of the people who like us and support us and of course Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Dave's famous pimento cheese, mm-hmm. And they've been making. They had brisket slice. No, pepper jam. Mm-hmm. Bacon jam and pimento sliders the other day. And they've made good pizzas with Ravenna cheese on there. And I think there's just so many things you could put that Ravenna cheese on.
There's so many things you can do with mayonnaise and cheddar cheese.
It is. And I need to find a wine that would go with that. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I found out that you can drink Sauvignon Blanc and Fumé Blanc with mayonnaise. So,
like mixed in it.
What's
that look? But see, I like putting Duke's mayonnaise, and I only use Duke's, by the way.
Official mayonnaise of the South.
So Duke's, if you want to sponsor us. But Duke's mayonnaise.
You never hear your name on here.
Duke's mayonnaise and saltine crackers on a cracker. And now I'm going to try it with Sauvignon Blanc or a Fumé. But I like Fumé Blanc because it's oakier for a Sauvignon. But yeah, mayonnaise and crackers. My mother used to do that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good snack.
We used to watch the George Gobel show.
Gobel.
and eat saltine crackers and mayonnaise growing up.
I remember
peanut butter and vanilla wafers.
Probably the best Weekend Update Dennis Miller ever did on Saturday Night Live was the one the week prior to Thanksgiving 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the headlines, and then they put up a picture of turkey. He goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. And then he goes on to the next headline. And he does another headline. And he does another headline. And then they put up a picture of George Gobel. And he goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. And then he goes back into more headlines. And about the third one comes up. And it was Gumbel. Mm-hmm. That was the sportscaster. He goes, gumble, gumble, gumble. And he goes on. And then the last one is Dan Quayle. And he goes, gullible, gullible, gullible. and never makes any other comment. The picture's gone. And he goes into the next headline.
Yeah, that's back when it was
Dennis
fun.
Dennis Miller was outstanding.
He still is.
Second best Saturday Night Live news host behind Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
I love Norm MacDonald. He did it so well, they fired him for it. That means he was the best ever.
Yeah. So you're going to open Friday at 9:30.
Thursday evening from 5 to 8, invitation only.
I haven't received my invitation
Neither
yet.
Neither have I.
Me either.
You're going to be out of town.
I'm not the invitation guy.
Well, who do I need to see? I'm an important figure, media figure in this town. And it's a food and wine place.
I wouldn't be surprised if the invitations go out tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll tell them to send it to your AOL account.
What's wrong with it?
My AOL has to crank start his computer so that he can get to that email account.
I feed the hamsters. I have. It has never done me wrong.
You've never gotten a piece of spam in it?
No.
Ever?
Well, my laptop blocks that. Mm-hmm. So it recognizes spam.
In your entire life, though, you never once got an email that from a Nigerian prince?
Oh, I used to.
Yeah. Okay. They had their... That's who the Nigerian prince works for, AOL. Remember when they used to send out those real cool coasters for free to everyone in America once a month?
Coasters? Yeah. Oh, those discs.
Yeah, the CD-ROM to load their software.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the Christmas ornaments.
I use them for skeet shooting. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Folks, if you don't, I don't know if you get downtown, but if you haven't been downtown the last couple of years, you've got to get by there and see what all is going on in downtown.
Yeah, and you know, Cookie was called in earlier and she was asking about our certain group. I've never known a time in Mobile, Alabama, where if you went downtown, someone picked on you for being a senior citizen.
This happened to me, but I don't go
there.
But that was
know
personal,
you.
Yeah.
That's people that know you. She was talking about just, oh, look, there's old people, let's go pick
and
them.
And it was old people picking
on me. And, you know, that doesn't happen. And you know why? Because there's at least one middle-aged guy that'll go over there and knock their heads together when they do that.
Yeah, well.
You in the South, man.
Hey, but look, something, Cookie, if you're down there and you want a really cool place to go to Las Floriditas.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
in the basement, or the safe, at the old First National Bank.
You
got
to know the password.
You got to go on Facebook and get the password.
It changes every day.
Because Roosevelt ain't going to let you in.
It ain't happening.
He's a big old former lineman. He ain't letting you in. But if you know the password, it's cool. Watch that little bookshelf just slide and let you in.
Yeah. And just a cool vibe in there. I don't know if you've had any of the food there.
Have not.
It is spectacular.
Has it?
The picadillo there is
probably.
That is kind of like the Cuban version of bolognese.
Oh, it makes sense.
Somewhere
to have Cuban food.
Yeah. At the Cubano is.
Do they have a paella there?
No, that's not Cuban. That's from Spain. Just because they speak Spanish doesn't mean they eat the same food.
It makes sense.
Cheese.
It's all coming together.
Now, there will be Cuban versions of paella, but it's not a Cuban dish.
Okay.
You'll have black beans and rice. I could say it's 6 or 7 things to choose from. All traditional Cuban dishes. And they're just spectacular, man.
Yeah.
And then the cocktails. I mean, they're a cocktail bar.
We've got a lot of great places. You know, if you want martinis or cocktails, Squid Ink, now Royal Scam, Haberdasher, Post. There's so many places making some great cocktails.
Because the age of the cocktail has returned.
Yeah. Stirred or shaken. I like mine shaken. My dirty martini shaken.
Oh, definitely. I want tiny little chunks of the ice.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's how I like it.
Yeah. But I'll do a dirty martini, and they're good. But like I've told you before, it's like every bartender's trying to impress you with how much olive juice you put in there.
Unless
I say extra, it should be a normal dirty martini.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should be putting the same amount in when I say dirty martini.
Well,
unless you say, we make them extra dirty here as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's your style. I get that. I shouldn't discover it when I get a jar full of olive juice with a hint of vodka in it.
And
a lot of them that are just olive juice.
The ice box makes great martinis. And I'm going to tell you, that's a cool place.
Oh, yeah.
No pun intended. Yeah, it used to be Crystal Ice. No pun intended. It's a cool place.
All right, Mike, chill out.
We're talking about
South. Noble South, great cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
And Dumbwaiter. And we don't mention Dumbwaiter enough. It's still a great restaurant. It's just now there's so much down here.
There's so much.
And I'm not going to lie. I love Wet Willie's.
Okay.
I wanted that building for myself, but that Jack and Ginger that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Daniels with a little bit of ginger beer and turned into a slushy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I've been tempted to go get a Bushwhacker there, but Now, O'Daly's, O'Daly's, they got a great, good Bushwhacker in there.
Yeah.
But so does Moe's. Yeah. They've got that Mardi Gras Bushwhacker they do every year.
Yeah. I've heard of Mardi Gras.
I hope we have it. I am indifferent.
I would like to have the business, but since I don't really get involved in all the other festivities, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, so that's your fault.
I let everybody else that enjoys it, y'all enjoy. Folks, we got to get out of here, but y'all need to be nice to those servers. Be
extra
patient.
Nice.
If you can't be patient, don't be in public.
That's
it. Simple as that.
Hey, Stu.
Yes, sir.
Provolone, buddy.
Provolone, pal.